Okay. So, first of all, in terms of role play, so we're switching up a little bit, now having some canned role plays where you, rather than working on your own personal goal, which feel free to keep working on and challenge your own thoughts and whatever, but now we're going to have some scenarios where, well, in this first one, you could be, if anybody in the group has an actual fear, and it's not too personal, and that they're willing to be honest about in a role play and would be comfortable dealing with, they could be the client the first time and have it be especially realistic. So let's just give an example. So we have, so nobody left, right? And we still have 14, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
They're coming back.
They are coming back?
Yeah.
And there's a light.
Yeah. I did turn it on. But thank you. Thank you. I need help. Just remind me to turn it on. Jim messed up the first one, so it's not just me. It might have something to do with we're both around the same age. Okay. So if we have, so we have 14 people, which will give us four groups of three and one group of two. Okay, no fours. Okay. So we have five groups. So how many people have a fear that, you know, is not too heavy that they'd be willing to play the client in the first role play with their fear? So we have one, two, three, four, five. Okay. So you guys, you five of you, be in different groups. Okay? And then, so in the first role play, what we'll do is that person, so just ask, are you one of the people with, and be in the group that you're going to be, use your be yourself, and it's going to be early in the treatment with your therapist. Now, the therapist in the role play, what's the first thing the therapist is going to do in this session?
Set the agenda.
It's going to set an agenda, write it down. And you will have already done an evaluation, and you are going to, so this is, they've got an eval, you've done the evaluation, you've set reasonable goals, and in role play number one, you're going to be pinpointing some thoughts and feelings when the person, pick a specific moment when the person had to, or thought about or dealt with the feared situation or object, and start pinpointing their thoughts and feelings, okay? Then, and it's all, you know, the client role. So what this is a little different. In each group, if you have a group of three, you start with, and I'm going to go around and make sure because it seems straightforward, but people get confused. For role play number one, there's a sheet for the therapist and a sheet for the client, and the observer just sits and observes. So you don't share anything. This, your client reads the client sheet, therapist reads the therapist sheet, and then the session starts, okay? Then in role play, and you don't touch, you put away role play number two and three. Then when you finish that, and the observer keeps track of time, then you move to, you switch roles, and you move to role play number two, therapist and client. And it's a little confusing because in role play number two, it'll be a different client and a different therapist, but the client in role play number two is going to play whoever was the feared the person with the fear in role play number one. You just pick up where they left off, but in a different session. Okay? And then in number three, it's a whole different person. Okay? All right? So you'll get it. So we'll have, why don't we have, so we have five groups. We'll have one in here, one in each, the two offices and the waiting room, and one in the break room. So one of the people who's willing to do the fear that's towards the back could be the one that's here. Okay? So who's going to be? No, you weren't even in the room.
No.
All right. So you're going to do it. Okay, and you have, two people with you? Especially, are there ones that are usually with you, or have you mixed it up? Be sure to mix up your groups so you don't get comfortable with the same people.
I don't know.
But we're going to have, he's going to be the one staying here. So three of the people with the fears are going to go across the hall, and one's going to go in the break room. Okay? And other people just follow them.
Each group gets a sheet.
And, oh, timing. So, we have...
Yeah,
I'm on
me to pick.
Okay, yeah.
Thank
you.
Do
you want me
a
zero?
A little less than 15 minutes. Do you have any feared person with you?
No.
Who's the feared person? You're the feared person. You're
the feared person.
You're the feared person. Wait. Oh, wait. He's here, you two. So here's the feared person. Who? And we need a third for this group.
No, I'm three here.
Well, you can't have two feared people in the same group. Okay? And you don't, you want to mix it up.
15 minutes for each.
A little less. So 12 and a half for each role playing.
And 40 by both.
Right. A little less. A little less. 12 and a half. So you have a feared person, and who wants to join?
I'm a feared person.
I can show them.
So you go with them. So feared person and two non-feared, okay?
We're here.
You're already here, yeah. Okay, yeah. After this, you guys can get started. Okay, feared, non-feared, right? You go. One of you two.
Okay. We're going to see.
I'm doing the fear.
You're doing this here.
Two or three?
Two or three. One group is good, and we have two.
I got to read this.
You're the feared person, right? Mm-hmm. Just come on. Okay. Right. Now, you're a feared person.
I don't have a...
Oh, you don't have a sheet? Okay.
I have to read mine.
Okay. There you go. So you're a group of two? Okay, you'll be a group of two, you'll be a group of three. Okay, somebody, you guys go in the break room. Fred, we got it.
Fred. All right.
Okay.
I have to read this.
There's
out loud.
Two office. No! No, not out loud. Read it to yourself. You don't share with your patient. There are two offices in a waiting room. Sorry, I'm going to make sure. Okay, let's just make sure logistically because it's new. So, you're the client, you're the therapist, and you just put away until next time. You're just listening and keeping time. You just, and then when you're ready, you start, okay? I'm going to make sure everybody's got that. And I'll be back.
Okay.
Wait
a minute. Yeah. I got a minute. I got a day. It's all right. Take your time.
All right.
That's for a while.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well.
Yes, good. So we're going to begin?
Well, I'm not doing well. I got a little fear I'd like to work on. Yes. It has to do with fear of heights. I've never had this before until the past few years. And it comes up when I have to do Christmas lights outside. I used to do the whole house with lights. I can't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore. I just did crazy on a ladder and on a roof. Forget it. And that's real. I'm talking real. It just is. And then I start panicking. So I don't do but I do the wreath on the garage. And I have the girls or my wife hold the ladder. And I can do it. And we found a way that's a little easier. And I can get it up there. And if they talk to me about the Buckeyes or if they talk to me about something that I'm interested in and I start talking, that helps too. But I still do it every year. It's good. But, and then my neighbor fell off a ladder. And I said, see, that's why I'm afraid.
Did you get an agenda?
No, we just went right up here.
Okay, no. You see here it says?
Yeah,
you're the therapist. you have, start with setting an agenda. Always, every single role play. So we're going to just start it back up and start over and set the agenda. It's tough.
So what would we like to talk about today?
I'd like to talk about my fear. I'd like to explore that a little bit.
Now, say if I don't have a... Say if I don't have...
But you do. Look at this. You have... Okay, so let me just... So you do have... If you ever are in a session... When you don't have anything you have in mind, that you have in mind, something's wrong. If you're moving the client towards their goal, you should have some idea of what you want to address. Now, usually, that's going to be to check on their homework.
Right.
Or to look at their thoughts and feelings if you've just done the, so you really, there shouldn't be any session where you have no idea of what you want to focus on or accomplish in the session. You may change that because he may come in with something that surprises you. And you don't write it down. You don't need it down in advance or whatever, but you should have something in mind.
That's the problem I have. Like, I don't have to have it written down, but I can put it be a thought.
You write it when you set the... Let me just model, because it's hard for everybody. So let me just model.
Okay.
We'll do the same thing. So... Richard, right?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about today?
I would like to talk about my fear.
Okay. And that fits in really well with what I have in mind, because we did the evaluation, we set your goals, so I know you want to get over this fear of ladders. And so today I was thinking we could maybe look at some specific situations and really look at the thoughts and feelings that go along with the fear. How does that sound to you?
Right.
And then I'm writing down, as I'm talking to him, when he says, okay, I'm writing down. His agenda item is fear of ladders.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say to him, and so we're going to talk about your fear of ladders and hopefully get to some of the thoughts and feelings associated with that. Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
No.
Oh, okay. How does that sound to you as a plan?
Sounds good.
And then you jump back to where you already were.
Okay.
But the agenda itself, really, if we time that, it takes less than a minute.
Yeah.
But that way, you're sharing with him what you have in mind. And he may, he may not, that makes it feel more collaborative. And he may say, oh, no, I don't want to talk about thoughts and feelings. I just want you to make it go away or whatever. And then you say, well, then we better put that on the agenda. Let's talk about your image of therapy. And, then you can shift so that you guys, you're being very open and you're on the same page.
The goals are already established.
Yeah, goals are established and you're ready to roll. Okay, so then I interrupted you. And where were you?
I was just reiterating what he was saying about him putting up Christmas lights for the Christmas holiday.
Okay, and since you've already done the evaluation... I mean, was that a specific moment you were going to pinpoint thoughts and feelings?
Yes.
Yes, because it was Christmas, and he was in a fear that he was having about putting lights up.
Okay, so let's take, you've got that moment in time,
yes.
And he remembers that, so let's see if you can pinpoint some of those thoughts and feelings.
So let's talk about some of your thoughts that you have been going through when you are going up the ladder.
But not in general. Make sure on that, when you were putting up the Christmas lights that day, those are the thoughts and feelings we want, not in general.
That's right.
Okay? I mean, that's
right.
Really important, and it's
right.
Easy to talk. Okay, what kinds of things run through your mind when you're afraid of the ladder? Don't do it. You want that moment. So remember when you were there and you're
in that moment.
In that moment, and you run with that, and then maybe a couple minutes more, and then you guys will switch. Okay? Okay.
Great. Thank you. Well, not going to fall. The ladder's coming up.
I'm just going to interrupt for a second. So you're on role play one, right?
Yeah.
And you're the therapist?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you set an agenda, I see, and you wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one item.
Yeah.
And what's missing?
Homework?
No. So you asked, right? She asked you what you wanted to, and what about what you have in mind? It's the toughest thing in the world. We're trained to be so client focused, but they know we have something in mind. And they have all kinds of fantasies that, you know, we're keeping it from them. And this is so what you want to always have something. And in this one, you know, you're going to want to look at some of the thoughts and feelings related to her fears, right?
Yeah.
Which you did, obviously. But so when you're setting the agenda, it's really tough to get this. But once you get it, you know, you don't lose it. You want to say, what would you like to talk about? And then, oh, that fits really well with what I have in mind, which is, and then I just had this in my agenda for the last session. Same thing happened. Fear of ladders, thoughts, and I just write down, I'd like to talk about what goes on, the thoughts and the feelings you have when you approach the heights. And so we can so I can get a clear picture. And then you even want to say, is there anything else you want to talk about? And you say no. But you really want pretty much to always have, and yes, you're right. In general, you're probably going to want, I don't know, this didn't say anything about homework, so I don't think you know. But you're going to want to have her item, at least one, your item, at least one.
Okay.
But then I'm going to peek. So, I mean, it's about time to switch. And how's she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like she's got the columns.
Oh, yeah.
She's got really, and it's a specific situation, right?
Yep.
Okay. And some of the thoughts were, can you read those to me?
I really hope my car doesn't slide down the hill. It's getting way too high. I can see all of the city. I like seeing the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it wouldn't hurt to rate some of how high the feelings were. But. When you're moving, it doesn't say. It's too early to be challenging the thoughts. Those are sort of, she's all sort of talking about it. Is that how it played out in your mind? Maybe it was, you know, just like, I hope that the car doesn't slide downhill or whatever. So you really want to spend some time pinpointing and make sure, you know, before, and it's a little early to challenge. But you're good, okay? You're just zipping right along. Time to switch. So now the next client is going to be her with her fear of heights. And, of course, you're not going to know everything bad, so you make it up. Okay? New therapist, new client. All right, good job. Wait, is it?
I'm finished where we left off, so whatever.
Oh, you're number two? Okay. Well, so number two now, who's the therapist?
Rodney.
You're the therapist, and you've got yours, and you're the client?
Yes, I am.
You're going to be her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want her here. Okay. Same person.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay.
And you're going to start again.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
We are going to, for today's session, I'm going to set an agenda. Last time we discussed your anxiety and the thoughts that you were, the automatic thoughts that you had when you were into that high building. We are going to set some steps towards exposure to high buildings. Do you have anything else that you want to get to today?
I'm meeting some friends at Tower City next week. I'd like to be able to go to that dinner.
And I'm going to pause. Just technically, you made it. I mean, he was good, but you had sounded like it was set, what was, you know, happening. So it didn't, I don't know.
It didn't feel like fitting the agenda together.
Yeah, it was collaborative. And it also was, I don't know if you've already explained the idea of the hierarchy to him, but I'm not sure he would understand it, and because what it is. So, in general, since this isn't the first session, mm-hmm. I would suggest you ask him first, so you were listening, and then he would. So, if you'd say, "What would you like to be sure to talk about today?" and he would say, "Meeting friends at Tower City," right? And then, you could say, then it feels, I think, a little more collaborative if you then say, "Oh, that fits really well with, because what I wanted to do was talk about how we can make a step-by-step plan for helping you to face some of these fears." And that's all you'd say, and then you just put like hierarchy on as your item, and then ask, "Is there anything else you'd want to talk about?" And he's going to say no. So it was, I mean, you did ask him. It was just came on a little strong that I would feel he was good, but a lot of clients would be, "Well, why are you asking me? You've got it all planned." Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So I'm going to let you. So let's just say he agrees, and let's say you haven't introduced the idea to him.
Yeah, not yet. Okay.
Not yet. So you're going to need to explain, although actually now he's kind of screwing it up, because if he's going to meet friends at Tower City next week,
might not be enough time.
Yeah, you're not going to do a hierarchy. You're going to go for yeah, let's get up and go now. So actually, just to keep with the plan, why don't you say, because was that what she said? Is that what, or did
fear
you just make it? It's just fear of fight. So why don't you change your idea?
I'm going. I was invited next year.
Down the road. Not next week. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
That sounds great. And in fact, it matches with what we are going to try to do, is help you step by step being exposed to hype. Does that sound good to you?
I guess so.
Okay.
If you're really scared, are you going to agree that easily? It's like, but I don't understand.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of heights. I don't know if I want to be exposed to that. Don't be too easy.
Okay.
So, is that what you really wanted to get over? The height anxiety?
I mean, I like hanging out with my friends. I don't really want to go anywhere high, but like, I don't want to mess up the whole thing. It's just, it's hard because like, they send me to meetings and things and it's up and I don't like it, but I can't like just not go to the meeting. And that makes me anxious when I have to say, like, "Hey, can we meet on the first floor?" Or, like, I don't want to be that guy.
Right. It sounds like it's important for you to be able to get to the point of facing your fear and getting to high buildings, right? So what I'm gonna try to do is just give you a more explanation of what we are going to do. When I say step by step, that does not mean exposing you to very anxious feelings at one time. It means going gradual until you get used to it and you get to that point of facing your anxiety. How does that sound to you?
What do you mean by that? This is
heights. For example, we'll have you, for instance, imagine first, just think about it in your mind and rate your level of anxiety, and then we'll go further from there. Just through imagination, making it easy. It's not the real, it's not you going to the high building. It's helping you getting adjusted to the idea of getting into the high buildings in your mind. Before, and that pretty works.
That's more realistic. Look at his face.
It sounded like a good cover bad cop right here. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you build up to...
Okay, well, that's great.
Okay.
We're getting somewhere here. So, the first thing I would want you to imagine that you are in a... Just imagine you're looking to a high building and getting ready to get into that building. And is there any... Do you feel any anxiety thinking that as a first step?
Now, I'm just going to... I'm being technical here. Yeah. Because you're suggesting the first step, and you don't know what his first step would be.
Mm-hmm.
See, that you're not going to know. You have to ask him. So instead, you'd say, so we know high building, you know, high up is scary. Can you think of a little teeny, itty-bitty step? So you have to ask him, because you don't know.
Mm.
Looking at a high building,
it might be scary.
50 or 60
right.
or 70.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have to ask. We use guided discovery, and you say, so if we're thinking of doing a little steps from, say, from like zero, sitting here, right? This is not high. Actually, it is, but...
Yeah, actually, it really is.
Yeah, okay, so we're already pushing her. But all the way to, you know, your... So say zero to 100, which would be the worst possible. What kind of little teeny, itty-bitty little height would be just a little bit uncomfortable? Let me be just the smallest step you can think of.
I got some friends down the street. They have parties on their balcony on the second floor.
Is that really?
Wow.
Okay.
So if you had to rate zero to a nasty...
I'm trying to embody somebody else. So
yeah, I know.
What about a step ladder?
A step ladder?
Yeah, two steps up.
How about one step up?
One step up is fine.
Is one step a zero, or is it a five?
No, one step's a zero.
One step's a zero. See,
okay.
I wouldn't know that. Okay, so two steps would be what? Zero to 100. What would you give it?
Two steps is probably 3, 4,
out of 5. Out of
10
or 100?
Out of 100.
Out of 100, so maybe 5 we could give. Okay, so she's going to be a better client because she gets it, but do you see the difference? And it's very, because especially when they're looking at us like they don't know what we're talking about, right? It's easy to guess, but we don't have any way of knowing. Now, let me ask, because she was suggesting looking at a high building. Would looking at a high building cause you some anxiety?
No.
So see that, you can't really guess. I wouldn't have thought stepladder. In fact, one of the other rooms, the guy's afraid of ladders. For him, the stepladder might be a lot. The stepladder might be higher. Yeah. So, so you gotta ask. And then you'd ask. And then she could probably say, what would be your, the biggest challenge, the worst possible 100? What would you say? I'm skipping you.
Skydiving.
And is that something you'd like to do?
No.
Okay, but we could make skydiving 100 because you don't have to do your 100. Yeah, so, okay, that does sound pretty scary. But you get the difference. Just subtle little things.
Yes, go really tiny steps.
But also ask.
Ask,
not tell, because you're not going to be able to guess. Okay, I think you guys, that's good, and you can switch roles again. Third one, it's totally new person. It's not her and her height. Okay. You ready for number 3? Yes? Okay. Let's swap it up so we have time.
And you also, and the things that goes through your mind.
I'm going to just pause. So are you on number 3?
We are on doing this.
You're still at number 1?
This is number one. No, it's
number
two.
Oh, you're doing number two. Okay, but yeah, okay. So are you almost are you almost done with number two?
Just started it.
Okay. So you didn't have a third person to help you keep track of time, but it's already been most of the time.
Okay.
So let's just move into number so you just started number two. Okay.
Yeah. So she has a flight coming up.
And do you have, where's your agenda?
I just started it. I'm going to be flying to Philadelphia in February. So
is that the agenda?
She wants to work on that.
Okay. So did she ask you what would you like to talk about today?
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's her what she wants to talk about today.
Exactly.
So you haven't finished yet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The agenda.
So you want me to continue?
Yeah, so to continue, finish the agenda.
All right. So so you said you wanted your flight coming off, flying to Philadelphia soon, you wanted to work on that. And then I was just reviewing all the thoughts that goes through your mind. And the body sensation that you have in terms of when flying. So I like to kind of follow through from there. How's that? And we're going to, I did mention it to you a little bit, we'll be kind of work on, I was going to explain it to you, the gradual exposure, how that works,
yeah.
And then the
yeah.
flooding, how that works. How's that sound to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Except for if you look at number two, you're not doing flooding. You're doing a hierarchy. Just read number two.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But that's good.
Okay.
So you got her idea for what you plan and your idea. But so you're not going to do flooding. You're
yeah.
going to introduce the idea of
the
higher
gradual exposure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but how can we do a gradual exposure? I mean, you kind of like go.
I will show you,
yeah.
my client. So we're going to strategize a plan since you said your flight coming out of Philadelphia. So
how soon is the flight, ma'am?
In February.
Okay. So this happened
with another
group. That's
why I said flooding, actually.
Yeah, see, the problem is, yeah, that's too soon to do gradual.
Exactly.
It is, so that doesn't
yeah.
really fit with it. But you know what? So you know what we're going to do instead because we don't have that much time? Let's skip that one and let's do number three, because you didn't. So you were the therapist for number one, right?
No, I was the.
She was the
yeah,
patient.
The patient, and she was the therapist.
Then
so
we
you
switched.
Then we switched.
Then we switched.
Well, you switched. So now you're still acting like the therapist.
Now switch back. Now I'm
you
therapist.
Switched back now, because the third role play is. Because you told me you're going to be twice the client. And
yeah,
twice
okay,
the
so, but that would be role play number three.
Three.
So you did role play number one where you were the therapist and she was the client,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you did number two with you're the client, she's the therapist?
I was the client, she was the therapist.
So where's your role? Okay, you already did role play number two, right?
Yeah.
With the hierarchy?
She did do the hierarchy.
No, she was doing the hierarchy. I think we got that.
She did
right.
the same exact thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So see, this is why I tried to clarify. You do role play number one first, okay, which was the thoughts and feelings.
The thoughts and feelings. Okay.
Then, so you were the therapist and you were the client. Then, because it does confuse everything, then you'd go to role play number two, whole different sheets,
mm-hmm.
and you're the therapist and she's the client, and that one was about the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now we're on role play number three, so you did role play number one twice.
Twice, yeah.
And
okay.
that's what didn't make sense to me. That's why I keep telling him, like, it doesn't make sense.
But did you see there were
yeah.
three role plays,
yeah.
one, two, three.
Yeah.
So you did one first, then two, and three. Okay. So you both had a chance to do therapist. But you really repeated the same stuff over. So, yeah, that's why you really do want to do one first, then two, then three. But so let's just move to number
three.
So who got more? Did one of you get more time? It seems like you certainly
I did get
more
time.
As therapist. So let's
yeah.
have you be number three therapist and you be number three. Totally different person. So just quickly.
I'm number three client.
You're number three client, and she's going to be therapist.
Okay.
So you don't have to write anything down. You're not doing anything here. You're reading this.
Okay.
So.
So you're going to start images because I need to remind.
This is about a parent with children.
Yeah.
He's worried.
So you're going to
say,
you don't have to tell me anything. Just go ahead and start.
Yeah. Well, hi, Nasreen.
Hi.
How are you? What would you like to talk about today?
So I want to talk about my anxiety and my worry about, I'm getting old and there are...
Yeah, remember, you've already done the evaluation, so she knows all this.
Okay.
So just keep your part brief.
I'm going to tell her a story.
Yeah, she's heard.
So we are tapping on your anxiety and worry. And today I'm going to work with you on explaining a simple technique that you might start incorporating in your day.
Okay.
And it's what we call worry time.
Okay, you don't want to tell her too much about it while you're setting the agenda.
Okay.
And she said okay. So I would just put down technique for yours. It's really, it's hard to, but the skill of, with a setting an agenda, you want it quick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it quick so you can get to work,
Yeah.
So, you don't want to be explaining what it is while you're setting the agenda. You want to just put, she was with you. You said, I'm going to teach you, look at a technique that will help you with this. And she's like, oh, okay. And then... And you just maybe ask her, is there anything else she wants to talk about? And you say, no.
No, because she told me I can't.
Okay.
So, and now I'm going to start explaining to her?
So, as it says, you're going to explain the idea. And so, maybe you would start with her stuff first, but it's all related. So just go and explain, see if you can kind of explain how you would do that.
So, I would like you to... go with a homework assignment, and it's about scheduling a worry time. You can schedule it between 10 to 15 minutes, and during that period, you need just to really try to evoke all your worries and the things that occupies you most of the time and makes you feel upset or, thinking negatively about issues in your life. But after this amount of time, when the 15 minutes are done, you need to go back and try to engage in your daily activities and just try to be using your observing self. Be totally observed in what you are doing as a way of, keeping your worries until the next worry time is going to be. The next day. How about that?
I don't know how am I gonna keep myself not worrying and schedule it. I mean, I worry all day.
And one thing that I was wondering, did you understand why you should do this?
What should I say?
You're the patient. I'm asking you now as Nasreen. When she said that, she's saying, okay, here's what I'd like you to do, but she didn't really explain why you would want to do that. And so I would think as a patient, you might say, I don't get it. Why would I want to do that? If you're being the patient, would you have gotten it? Because maybe you would have.
No, I didn't even understand, what do you mean? There are so many questions, it's such a short time. So, I didn't even understand, what do you mean?
Is that when you assign a particular time of your day to think about your worries, and you come in the next day at the same time thinking about the same worries, so it's you are a chance to ruminate on your thoughts every day during this, just without doing anything else, just sitting and thinking about what worries you. As time goes, and with the repetition of this exercise, you will see that every day you're not adding anything significant to the previous day. So the this will lessen your anxiety and worry some gradually to the point where you see there's no point of me worrying a lot about this issue. So do you get what I was trying to explain to you?
I do understand what you explained to me, but I don't understand how that's gonna, how can I keep it contained in these 10, 15 minutes a day? I worry all day.
Well, this is the next point, is that I want you to try as much as you can to engage fully in all the activities that you are doing throughout your day. Like when you're driving, pay real attention to the street, to the traffic lights, to the people behind you. When you are doing your groceries, just genuinely look at what specific kind of cucumbers you want to pick, what kind of tomatoes, or just look at them, look at the colors, look at the quantities you want, and not just, you know, blindly just picking up things that throw them into your groceries. How about that? Do you think you'll be able to do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Totally not going to do that.
I don't think it's that.
There's a time pressure, there's so many things, and I was all confused. What do you mean? Like you're talking about scheduling?
You're going to have to slow it down because this is so. First, you want, it's a good point, because first you want to explain kind of the idea of how what she does naturally isn't working, and how this is different because it's putting it in the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when she says, I don't know how to do it, and you know, you might want to slow down and say, yes, this is not easy. This is a skill. And so we're going to start by, you know, it's not like you're going to be able to just do it. And it's called, you know, the one time is the first part, the 10 minutes is called worry time, and the second part is called mindfulness, and we're going to work with you to learn. I mean, because it is like, you're sounding like it's pretty simple, but I don't think it's not going to, and I think so you have to slow it down a little bit, but I think she was getting the gist, and she's in the gym, and now we're going to go back together. So, okay. Is everybody back from over there?
No.
No, I could get another group. And yes, the light's on.
So what should we say to late?
Oh.
Right. So the plans in the door.
Thank you for the morning.
Exactly.
Okay, where is this go? Okay. All right, so interesting. People pretty consistently. Well, first, everybody's better about the agenda, but it's still being challenging for people. So, and remember, every single role play until the end of the class, and maybe even I will haunt your dreams afterwards. You're going to start by setting an agenda. And we did get some feedback and evaluations, and some, and I don't know whether it was in the face-to-face or distance, but some people have actually started setting agendas with their clients and are finding it very useful. So, but it wasn't that easy. So, remember, A, every session. Don't do anything in the session. I even advise not to say, how are you? Unless you know this person is going to be quick about it. Just start right out, okay, let's make our plan for today. And then in every single agenda, you're going to want to ask what the client wants to talk about, but also share something about what you want to talk about. And try to, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be fancy, but you will have some idea of what's the next step or or what you have in mind. Even, or, I mean, you could say, well, that sounds good because that's related to your goals. And maybe today we could go further with something, or we could start looking at your thoughts or something. There's going to be something that you have in mind, too. And then you always, if possible, you want to wrap, you know, and say, is there anything else that you want to make sure to get to today? And unlike in the role plays where I go like this and I shake my head to the client, when you ask your clients, they may well have other things they want to talk about too. And then you have to decide, is that going to fit? Are we taking on too much? You know, this is the, you know, how you want to handle that. But so we do could use some more work on those agendas. Okay, so every single time, what would you like to talk about? Here's what I have, and write it down. People were writing down. Well, here's what I have in mind. Anything else? Good. That sounds like a plan. So how did, so first of all, I know what we are doing, and people get confused with the role play 1, 2, and 3, and hopefully it ended up making sense to get how you switch roles. Did people have, what kind of, people have any concerns or anything? How'd you do in role play number one in terms of thoughts and feelings? Did you get some good thoughts and feelings? Did every therapist pick a specific moment rather than a general, okay, you're afraid to fly, what bothers you? Everybody was picking a moment?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Excellent, good. So people got pretty good idea of what was running through the person's mind? Yeah, okay. How about number two? Did people actually get some hierarchy steps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a number of, I mean, we have you playing sort of realistic, you know, at least, you know, for the people's real fear. So in a number of role plays I sat in on, there wasn't really, something was happening soon. And so you wouldn't do a hierarchy because it was too soon. And that happened in a number of the role plays. So I think, you know, it makes sense that, you know, at least the therapists didn't really try to do a gradual approach when there clearly wasn't going to be time. So that was good because, you know, sometimes that happens in real life. You have an image. Okay, you go in and you think, this happens actually all the time. You think, okay, I'm going to try to make a hierarchy and do a nice gradual exposure, either in imagery or in vivo. And then the patient comes in and surprises you by saying, oh, by the way, I thought I had 6 months, but actually I'm going to have to, you know, go up and I have a meeting coming up in 2 weeks on a tall building. And so it's like, okay, your plan was to make a hierarchy, and now it's like, and you can admit that to your client. You can say, oh, you know, I was thinking we could do this in night gradual, but 2 weeks doesn't really give us enough time. So we need to shift gears, and so now on the agenda, I may need to put that, or we may need to go back and change the agenda to say, okay, we're going to start talking about flooding.
Time for flooding.
You know, and shift the whole, and really, I mean, believe me, your patients will surprise you about that. And then did people get to role play number three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did the therapist do at explaining the worry time? Honestly, when you were clients, were you as the client, were you sold? No. Okay, Tanya, tell me what, you know, what happened.
Well, when he first said it, I was like, a time? I mean, when I see my clients, they're like, a time? Does that mean I can't worry all day? You know, and they're serious. Like, 15 minutes, are you kidding me?
Now, see? Yeah, and is that how she reacted in the role play?
Yeah.
Because that's what you want. You don't want, I mean, your clients are not going to, they haven't read the book. You know, they're going to go, what are you talking about? Wait, you don't know, maybe you got me mixed up with another patient.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous. And so one way to approach that, and so how did he handle that?
He was like, well, you know, why don't you just give it a try? Let's see if it'll work. And I was like, 15 minutes.
Okay. And now I do have, and in fact, I actually just, so I was just grading a tape from another class, and the therapist was using the just give it a try approach. You know, that's asking a lot. To just give a try. I mean, I think, especially with a new technique, you know, you want to explain, you know, they want to have a reason to give it a try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not just, you know, it's like, and so I think, especially with something that's going to feel bizarre, like when you explain flooding, too. I mean, if you just say, well, I know you're afraid of heights, so you know, one good thing would be to go to the top of Terminal Tower and look out the window. Then it'll be fine. You have to kind of back up and explain why this cockamamie technique might actually work. So, and it's like, yeah, and you can use empathy to say, you know, yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but stick with me and let me explain. Of course, we didn't. Then he did explain, right?
He did.
And did you buy it when? And then when he explained it, did it feel better?
Yeah, after he explained it, it felt a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Okay. So then maybe if you've explained it, it feels a little bit. Maybe you didn't have to go with it. Just give it a try. Anybody else have? Does anybody really? Did anybody get sold? Was anybody pumped for this worry cat? Yeah? Who was your therapist?
Oh, Melissa.
Yeah? So how did you sell it?
You did a very good
job. Yeah,
I talked to her about kind of like worrying all day and how it's unproductive and it takes a lot of your energy and time, but, you know, if we set aside a period of day, time each day, then, you know, we can worry about it, but it doesn't have to ruin the whole day.
I also find with stuff that doesn't, it's confusing, and like they're totally different from what they normally do, examples really help. Okay, so one example I use with it is I do use the toddler. Okay, so let's say you have a toddler who wants to play Candyland, and you're trying to make a phone call. If all day long the toddler keeps saying, Mommy, play with me, play with me, play with me, and you keep, you know, saying, you know, leave me, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, the toddler's going to just keep at you. But if you say, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to give you this to play with, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to focus on my phone call, and then when I'm done with the phone call, I will play Candyland with you. That's much more likely to have a break. And so, you know, because those kind of, you know, when the first reaction, really, for a lot of this anxiety stuff, what do you mean Terminal Tower? What do you mean little stuff? You know, all of it sounds kind of crazy because it's not what they've been doing. You want to come up with lots of examples that, you know, kind of maybe not so close to home that they can relate to. And with, but it sounds like people did a decent job. Okay, and now the people who were the feared persons, feel free to go home and do some graduate. I don't think we sold the feared persons on this. I don't see a single one going, yeah, I'm going to go home and do this. But you could. Okay, other questions that came up in the role play or pretty people still on top of it? Yes.
I have a question that's not about role play that I had in the past. You said hold on to it. Can I ask you now?
Okay, and people, it is five, so people feel free, you can gradually split, but go ahead.
So I'm trying to understand the logic or science behind the flooding, not giving any tools to cope with the anxiety, with the flood work.
It's simply that coping only goes so far. If you're feeling it, if you're allowed to feel the anxiety and you don't fight it, it comes down on its own. You don't need to use coping. And that's what you're teaching the person. That, you know, it's the fight that keeps the anxiety going. It's not just, so if they're willing to experience it, It comes down on its own, and then they're in the situation. It's new conditioning, so it works without coping.
And it has proven.
Oh, my goodness, they have done. There's 30 years of research.
It's like you do with urge surfing, too. You know, if you can get the person to sit with the craving, the urge,
yeah.
It goes down by itself.
That's very much, guys. If you see, there she is. Look at what she's
surfing.
Doing, using another example. Analogy. It's with urge craving. You can try to make the urge go away or come up with ways to cope, and you know what? Sometimes they'll work, but sometimes it's so hard, it's so strong that it doesn't work, and that's the same with anxiety. So if you try to cope, it might work, but it might not. Whereas if you accept the feelings and behave the way you want to live your life anyway, that's even better, because now you know, even with when I'm anxious, I can stay in the situation. So you could go look out that window, you know.
I could. I sure could. I'm going to go home and change my light bulb.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Have a good month. Bye-bye.